Good evening and welcome back to your daily newscast update. I'm your anchor, Suhaj Mahari, live again from the studios of Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national and international news with me, Miriam Ben Issa, for reports. These are the headlines. Morocco is not a party to the armed conflict between Russia and Ukraine, says Boreta. Boreta also highlighted the dynamism of the Moroccan Sahara issue, especially in Europe. And in Nigeria, Bola Tinubu wins the presidential election. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, African Cooperation and Moroccan Expatriates, Nasser Boreta, stated that Morocco is not involved in the armed conflict between Russia and Ukraine, treating it as an issue that affects world peace and security. Boreta emphasized that the kingdom adheres to the principles of preserving the sovereignty of states and respect of the territorial integrity of member countries of the United Nations, the peaceful settlement of disputes, support for a constructive neighborhood policy, as well as respect for the principles of international law and the United Nations Charter. He further stated that Morocco abstains from voting except when the resolution concerns the principles of the UN Charter and international law. The kingdom always votes in favor of these resolutions that preserve the territorial integrity of states and fit perfectly with international law and UN resolutions. Still on foreign diplomacy of the kingdom, in an important press conference held in Rabat, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Nasser Boreta, reiterated the importance of resolving the Moroccan Sahara issue through the United Nations framework and based on the Moroccan autonomy plan. He also mentioned the positive position is expressed by several European countries, including Spain, Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Luxembourg, Hungary, Slovakia, and Cyprus in favor of the Moroccan autonomy plan. The minister also highlighted the American recognition of the Moroccan Sahara at the opening of consulates in the southern provinces as a message to the countries concerned by their proximity to the conflict, including Europeans. Furthermore, the minister spoke about Austria's recent expression of its position on the issue of the Moroccan Sahara, which sees the autonomy plan as a basis for a serious and credible solution. The Austrian Deputy Federal Minister for European and International Affairs, Peter Lonsky, is part of the delegation visiting Morocco, which the minister called a qualitative leap in relations between the two countries. Keeping up with national news, the Minister of Health and Social Protection, Khalid Al Talib, emphasized the importance of school feeding as an investment with high returns for building African human capital, which is essential for the growth and prosperity of the continent. Speaking at the 8th African School Feeding Day festivities in Rabat, Al Talib stated that school feeding programs are not just an expense, but an investment in local production that contributes to the physical, mental, and social development of students. The 40th session of the Council of Arab Interior Ministers kicked off today in Tunis with the participation of Morocco. What more do you have to tell us, Miriam Ben Issa?
The 40th session of the Council of Arab Interior Ministers kicked off Wednesday in Tunis with the participation of Morocco. This meeting, which is held in the presence of delegations representing the Arab League, Interpol, the Arab Maghreb Union, and the European Union, will discuss several issues related to inter-Arab security cooperation. During this meeting, the Arab ministers will adopt the executive plan of the Arab counter-terrorism strategy, which was developed in harmony with the UN strategy in this area. The participants will also discuss ways to implement the decisions of the Council in the field of cybersecurity and the fight against cybercrime, in addition to issues related to the field of respect for human rights.
And across our African borders, Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, announced the victory of Bola Tinubu, the candidate of the All Progressive Congress, in the presidential election held this Wednesday. Tinubu won over 8.8 million votes, surpassing his two main rivals, Atiku Abubakar of the People's Democratic Party and Peter Obi of the Labour Party, who received 6.9 million and 6.1 million votes, respectively. Tinubu also won at least 25% of the votes in two-thirds of the 36 states of the federation in the federal capital territory, which is the requirement for being declared a winner. INEC chairman Mahmoud Yakubu declared Tinubu as the winner and elected president, succeeding outgoing president Muhammadu Buhari. More than 87 million voters participated in the election, and the voter turnout is yet to be announced. Concluding in sports, the football world loses yet another legend as French football legend Just Fontaine has passed away at the age of 89. Fontaine held the record for the most goals scored in a single World Cup finals tournament, having scored an incredible 13 goals in the 1958 World Cup held in Sweden. Born in Marrakech, Fontaine was part of the French team that reached the semifinals for the first time in its history, but were ultimately beaten by Brazil, led by Pelé. May his soul rest in peace and his legacy persevere. That was all for today's news updates. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.